Barr tells ABC the sentencing recommendation for former Trump advisor Roger Stone. He says he planned to intervene there before the president tweeted about it and that the tweets about criminal cases make it impossible to do his job. President Trump on Twitter this morning says he has the right to get involved in criminal cases and has so far chosen not to. A lot of people taking care of coronavirus patients in China are becoming patients themselves.
China's saying six health workers have died since the outbreak of the new coronavirus began, and more than 1,700 have been infected. The National Health Commission in Beijing saying that's just under 4% of all confirmed cases. It says medical workers are bearing a heavy load, with limited opportunities to rest, and that infection numbers among staff are rising.
Fox's Simon Owen. America's listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. What a change of climate we've had over the last couple of days. Today is going to be breezy, kind of chilly, high temperature in the mid-50s. Tonight, mostly clear. We're headed for a freeze. The overnight low temperature drops to about 30 around dawn Saturday, but a nice recovery Saturday afternoon up to about 61, a dry day. Then on Sunday, high temperature in the mid-60s. Can't rule out a few spotty afternoon or evening showers somewhere in the area. Scattered showers Monday, high in the low 70s, and up to the mid-70s Tuesday with a risk for more rain. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
Many times I said we would drain the swamp, and that's exactly what we're doing right now.
But President Trump can't drain the swamp by himself. Here in Alabama, we have two candidates for Congress who are part of the swamp. Jeff Coleman was sued by the DOJ for defrauding the military. And while Troy King was attorney general, he solicited political favors from a target of his office's investigation. Jeff Coleman and Troy King embody self-serving politics as usual. Only Terry Hasdorf will help President Trump drain the swamp. Hasdorf is pro-life, pro-gun, pro-family, pro-wall, and doesn't care about pleasing the political class. Terry Hasdorf is a true conservative Republican we can trust. Help President Trump drain the swamp. On Tuesday, March 3rd, vote Terry Hasdorf for Congress.
Making Congress Great Again PAC is responsible for the content of this ad. Paid for by Making Congress Great Again PAC and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.makingcongressgreatagain.com.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
And Holly from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
We are hooping it up this Valentine's Day. Our special is just $99 for beautiful gold hoops. Tell them about it.
They're an inch and a quarter, and they're super cute.
Super cute, an inch and a quarter. That's all you got to say?
Well, you can wear them every day.
And that's it? That's all you can say?
They're great. Everybody will love them.
Everybody will love them. And Marguerite's, you come see us this Valentine's Day. $99, 14 karat, white, yellow, rose gold hoops. Hoop it up.
Hi, I'm Rebecca, owner of Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Are you looking for that perfect gift? Get that special someone a gift certificate to use on the services they love. Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon, the only salon, med spa, and day spa located in the heart of downtown Prattville.
Today is the day to celebrate these great warriors. Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place. Thank you, Bradley.
That's President Trump recognizing Bradley Byrne's work to fight against the impeachment sham. When President Trump needed a fighter to take on Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff, Bradley Byrne stood up. And President Trump took notice.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump knows that Bradley Byrne is a fighter. Byrne has a 97% pro-Trump voting record. He's pro-wall, pro-life, and pro-gun. Bradley Byrne puts Alabama and America first. Bradley Byrne puts us first.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump is making America great. Send President Trump the fighter he needs to keep it that way. Bradley Byrne for Senate.
Bradley Byrne.
For Alabama.
Bradley Byrne.
For U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
It's back. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. All brands, all sizes, all tires on sale. Also specials on alignments, brakes, maintenance services, and more. Only once a year, folks. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. Two locations, Prattville and Montgomery, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. AutoSave Tire and Auto's annual warehouse sale. Our website's autosavetires.net. If you need tires, do not miss this sale.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon.
How you doing?
I'm all right, Jack. You okay?
Yeah, I'm kind of...
that Baron
that Durin was a little rough there, Jack. Well...
Want another cough drop?
I didn't have enough whiskey last night or something. My father used to call, drink your little phlegm cutter, son. But yeah, I've sort of got a... cigarette voice this morning, even though I don't smoke.
But. I feel a little congested, too. Not sick-wise, but just
this
a little pressure or something.
Incubator up here that we're in, this germ factory.
And how? And Seth Spotlow, your birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday again.
Yeah, happy.
Doing a good job answering the phones.
Hey, thank you.
Are you learning a thing or two?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, the whole button.
And then talking about this little incubator, this little Petri dish up here, it's now my honor to welcome Terry Hasdorf. Terry is running for Congress here in Congressional District 2. Terry, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Joey. How are you?
Now, if you were listening moments ago, there was an ad by a third party called Making Congress Great Again PAC, and they've endorsed you in that ad and went after both Jeff Coleman and Troy King. Mm-hmm. And you're playing dumb. But I do know this. There are third-party expenditures made all the time. It's what super PACs are. And they can, by law, are not allowed to collude with the campaign in content or even knowledge that they're placing them. So when you and I talked yesterday, you told me this was news to you.
It was, and I'm not playing dumb, Jack. I really didn't know it was airing.
I believe you.
Your call was the first I'd heard of it. I'm honored by the endorsement, but I have no involvement with that whatsoever.
And we'll look them up over the weekend. We'll be able to tell you who they are, or who they say they are, because they have to file with the Federal Elections Commission. So. Anyway, well, that's good for you.
You know, I'm grateful that I've got support out there. But for me, that's really, I don't focus on what my opponents are doing. I just look at what, I want to do in this campaign, and that's run a positive campaign. I am excited about getting out in the district and meeting folks. It's been incredible over the last few weeks. We've had some great events in Rutledge and Floralla and Andalusia. Really good people out there, getting to hear from some of the farmers and some of the military folks. So it's been exciting. I'm getting a real good feel for the issues that people are concerned about and where they want to have their member Congress focus when we get to Washington.
God, you look like your mother. It's scary. Terry grew up across the street from me. And I'm looking at your profile. Beverly is sitting here next to me. And, of course, Beverly's still with us. But anyway, you really do look like your mom, which is a compliment.
Thanks, Jack.
So what's going on out there? What are you hearing? What are people ticked off about besides Jeff Coleman?
Well, I think they're kind of fed up with a lot of this stuff that's, you know, the politics as usual in Washington. They just are ready to be done with it. They want people to get back to work. And, you know, there's real needs out there. Rural health care is a major concern. We heard a lot down in Rutledge the other night about how people are concerned about rural broadband. That's a major need. I know the governor talked about this in her State of the State. 220,000 people in the state that don't have internet access. I mean, you know, this is a critical need. You have so many things that are going to be driven off of that, and that's why I've been real excited about. One of the visions that I have for this district is I'm going to immediately, once I am elected, dive in and pull down some of the folks from Huntsville to sit down with us, talk about what we can do to bring some of these Tier 2 manufacturing facilities into the middle part of the state. You've got an incredible natural resource in Huntsville, Alabama, second highest amount of government contracts in the nation. I've already talked to Northrop, Boeing. These guys are excited about the opportunity to do more right here. They want to see if they can work with us. So that's a major thing. You know, Maxwell Air Force Base is kind of one of our best-kept secrets to some degree. Sure. You've got the Air War College there with some of the best and brightest minds in the Air Force that come through there worldwide. Top 20% come through. Why aren't we harnessing that brain power to try and solve some of these problems and critical needs that we've got here in the district? So those are some of the things that I've been thinking about and working on.
Do people in the hinterlands talk about hospital closures in some of our rural areas?
Definitely.
That's a big deal.
It really is.
And, you know, I know that from having candidates in the legislature over the years. Of course, more have closed, I guess, since the last campaign I handled, several more have closed, and it's really disturbing.
Well, I guess what's happening is costs keep going up, but they don't have the population base to support that.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Rural telemedicine is something that I think can be very helpful for that. And then I know that, you know, as it's a rising tide theory, you know, if we can bring some of these Tier 2 manufacturing facilities down and create more jobs in the district and also look at ways to increase transportation opportunities, I know, you know, having a major interstate run through some parts of the district has been something they've been pushing for years. But it's that rising tide theory. So it's getting a few key things in place that will help with all these needs.
Now, I want to ask you a question about something I was ranting and raving about on Monday morning. The president unveiled his budget. And I don't think it goes far enough because it doesn't balance till 2035. He wouldn't be in office even if he wins re-election. And there's some things in the budget I really like, don't get me wrong. But I just want to kind of take your temperature, your general philosophy on where we are with our deficit, our long-term debt, and how you would approach that issue.
Sure. So I'm a fiscal conservative. You know, draining the swamp is something that I've got some background with, and I really am excited about going to work to do some more of that. I am concerned about where we're headed with the deficit and with some of the spending that has happened in the past. I think that we need to look for ways to cut out more waste, fraud, and abuse, and that's what I'm excited about hitting the ground running to do when I get to Washington.
What did you do for in case our audience doesn't know this, and you talked about it, you know, during your last appearance here, that you used to work for Newt.
I did.
Gingrich, and I'm a big fan. And what all did you do for him?
Well, you know, it was an amazing opportunity, Jack. It was my first real job in Washington. I was chosen by Speaker Gingrich to come in with the first chief administrative officer for the House of Representatives. And that position had been created to bring more business-minded reforms to the operations of the Congress. We had about a $14 billion budget when we first started, and we started looking at how can we, you know, immediately identify where the issues are. So we called in PricewaterhouseCooper. We conducted the first independent audit that had been done on the House Finance Office and the operations of the House since 1789.
Wow.
If you had gone back to the days of the Continental Congress with the guys with the little tri-pointed hats, that would have been about the same time frame. So it was really due for one. And hit the ground running. They came in, they found 14 hits on the system. In Price Waterhouse terminology, that means the whole thing, if they find even one hit, it has to be shut down completely. And we said, well, we can't. This is who issues the paychecks and cuts the W-2s. So we likened it to changing the tires on a bus going 80 miles an hour, but we were able to put all these different reforms in place that have saved the taxpayers over $4 billion since those were first enacted. And I'm proud to say that we had a clean audit after that. And I just actually spoke with the current chief administrative officer who was working as a colleague in that during that time frame. And he told me that they had another one just this past year. So those reforms have stayed in place. And that's a huge thing, because in Washington, a lot of times you do something great, and then sometimes it creeps back in and goes back in reverse. So I'm very proud to say that the work that we put in place has stayed there.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Now, if you had to estimate, I'd imagine waste, fraud, and abuse can go a long way. Is there some specific things you would have in mind? Like, is there a certain, say, area of the government you go, okay, I suspect there's a lot of waste, fraud, and abuse here?
Yeah, Medicare is definitely one area of concern. I know, you know, overbilling and issues with that. I think we can do Medicare a lot better and looking for ways to make sure that, you know, our seniors are protected is obviously one of the highest concerns I've got. When I worked for Congressman Adderholt, I handled that issue for him. You know, that would be one in particular. I think, you know, agency-wide, I would probably look at some of the things with the Department of Education. You know, you can pretty much go down the line.
Right.
It just depends on where you want to focus first.
And you mentioned Congressman Adderholt, and I'd love to hear other names or folks that you might still know up there. If you are elected, are there folks that you know up there that you'd immediately be like, I already have collaborated, I know them, we could work together really
Absolutely.
Well?
Absolutely. That's one of the greatest things that I think, you know, I can bring to the table, quite honestly, is I have a lot of trust and established relationships that I've worked with over the years, and being able to draw from that, you know, most members of Congress, when they're a freshman, it takes 2 to 4 years just to get up to speed and learn how Washington's a complex environment to get things done. And if you don't know who to call and where to go, it's a large learning curve. I don't have that learning curve. I have been blessed to have a background where I know how to get things done there, and I'm excited about putting those skills and those resources to work for this district.
Why have you not weighed in on the Jeff Coleman thing? I mean, I haven't been hearing you at every speech you've made. Maybe you have talked about it, but you seem a little reticent to get into that discussion.
You know, Jack, I have found the allegations very disturbing, and I've said that before, and I do think that if it's true, if this has, you know, definitely occurred, then you don't need to be running for Congress if you have defrauded the federal government. That is very disturbing. We need more leaders who are going to do what they say and say what they do and have integrity. And I think that's what, quite honestly, Alabama has had some corruption in the past, and I'm pretty tired of seeing a lot of corruption in this state. I don't want us to be known for that. We are a state that is rich in some incredible people. One in particular, one community in particular that comes to mind is our faith-based community, which we have as an incredible natural resource here. And, you know, some of the leaders that we've had in the past do not reflect a lot of the people who make up this great state and this district. And we need to send leaders to Washington who represent the people well, and who are going to bring our best and brightest. So that's what I would say to that.
Okay. Well, some other folks have taken the gloves off on Coleman. I guess you hadn't had to, but
yourself included.
Yeah. No, I'm not stopping.
Yeah.
I'm outraged at trade associations who represent a lot their membership, like Business Council of Alabama, Alpha, Farmers Federation, and other groups like that. Richard Shelby have all come out for Jeff Coleman. Did they not do their homework? I mean, I know you're innocent until proven guilty, but he settled with the government for $5 million, which doesn't exactly say I didn't do it. That means I'm going to cut my losses and move on. And that prosecutor, well, he's a U.S. attorney who tried that case, said that when Coleman said there was no wrongdoing, he said he's lying. And I'm sorry, but I believe the U.S. attorney. You know, he doesn't have an axe to grind with. I mean, he's doing his job. Anyway, I'm outraged by it. I'm more outraged that these groups, even after all this has come out, have not withdrawn their endorsement. I think it's ridiculous.
Well, that did come up the other night at a candidate forum. The question was raised, is, you know, will there be some endorsements being pulled back? It'll be interesting to see.
And nobody said yay or nay because they don't know, right?
Right.
Okay.
We shall see. We need to hit a quick break here. More with Terry Hasdorf, a candidate for Congress. He has to see Martha Roby's giving up CD2. CD2 in the parlance. Folks, this part of the program brought to you by Jenkins Tire and Automotive, located at 38 East Jefferson Street here in downtown Montgomery. They are a full comprehensive tire store and automotive service center. And so if you work downtown, it's very convenient to get your vehicle service while you're working. But even if you don't work downtown, they have a courtesy vehicle to take you to and from work. They also have a service truck to visit you on location to service that outdoor vehicle. So if you don't feel like, and who does, bringing that four-wheeler, side-by-side, or tractor, God forbid, into town, that can be a job itself, just bringing it to town. They'll come to you on location and service that outdoor vehicle. All of their technicians at Jenkins Tire and Automotive are ASE certified, state-of-the-art equipment that, again, can service any make or model of car, truck, SUV, and yes, Jack, your favorite minivans. Mm-hmm. How's your minivan?
Oh, it's so great, I can't
Didn't
even...
Didn't you have a Volkswagen bus back in the day? You party in it?
No, I didn't. I have partied in one of those before.
Oh, okay.
But it was not personally
owned by me.
You didn't
own it?
No, I did not own it.
I just thought you look like you'd own a VW bus.
Yeah,
anyway.
You know it.
If you need your vehicle service, whether it's a van or anything else, be thinking Jenkins, folks. They do it all, whether it's the big jobs like, you know, fixing up that air conditioning or transmission or simple things like oil change or windshield wiper blades or air filter changes. Those simple things do need to be done, though. So call them today and make an appointment, 265-0792, 265-0792, or you can make an appointment online, JenkinsTireAndAuto.com. Thank you again to the whole team over there at Jenkins Tire and Automotive, being a great sponsor here of News and Views. More with Terry Hasdorf after this quick break, 272-9228. If you want to call in, have a question for Terry.
Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You've been hearing a lot lately about the Poarch Creek Indians' billion-dollar plan for Alabama. Upon closer examination, that figure looks more like, fuzzy math. About a half of that billion won't go to the state at all. It will be spent by the tribe to build two new casinos, one in Birmingham and one in North Alabama. Those casinos will feature Las Vegas-style games like blackjack, craps, and roulette. But it will give the Poarch Creek a monopoly on gaming in the state, prohibiting any private sector competition. The Poarch Creek Plan. Good for the tribe. A gamble for Alabama. Call 334-261-0500 and tell your representatives to say no dice to the Indians' plan. 261-0500, 261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me. Bo Goodson for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
Make magic happen this Valentine's Day with a gift from Rick's Jewelers. Choose from a wide selection of fine jewelry, watches, sterling silver, and more. With so many choices, we're sure to have the perfect piece for your love at just the right price point. Rick's Jewelers, where quality and service shine through.
What's up, Montgomery? This your boy, Bama Miles, up here at Rim Time. We've been rocking with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 6 years now. If you're looking to grow your business, hit them up. They'll get you right.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views. News and Views from 9 till noon. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell.
How you doing?
Seth Swatlow is manning the phones. Jack, are you okay? I ask again. Terry, you've known this man for a long time. Like, is he okay?
Sounding a little rough, but...
Yeah, no, I don't know what's happening. Well, it is Frivolous Friday.
Indeed it is. Indeed it is. 272-9228 if you have a question for our candidate in the studio, Terry Hasdorf, running for Congress. And it looks like James does here. James, welcome to the program.
Hey, yes, I want to ask about, do you support the president? You know, that's one of my main concerns, is to vote for someone that really has the president's back.
Yes, sir. I'm so glad you asked. I do. I solidly support President Trump, and actually supported him early on when we were back in the first election. I had gone to bat for him quick and raised a lot of money to help him, and I'm looking forward to standing firm and supporting him. I'm not in favor of a lot of these squishy Republicans who backed down.
Yeah. James, Terry did work for Newt Gingrich a few years ago, and, you know, Newt and the president are very close.
Yes, sir. I'm very impressed with her, the way she's answered the questions about jobs, getting help from like the Huntsville area, bringing people down that know how to create jobs, and her answers about developing the area so that we actually have enough people in to support hospitals and things like that. She's got my vote, and everybody that I can reach with my braille voice. I'm definitely a big supporter.
Well, James, everybody listens to you, man. You're a voice of reason.
Well, thank you very much, Jack, and I'm so glad she's on today. It made my decision very clear, and thank you all so much.
Okay, thank you, James.
So much.
Appreciate
honored
it.
Honored by your vote.
Thank you, James.
James is a good guy, and he's a very loyal listener to Blue Water, and we really appreciate
it. Yeah, long-time listener.
Long-time.
Let's go to the phone and talk to Chuck. Chuck, you're on the air with Terry Hasdorf.
Hey, Terry. I'm in town today and just happened to tune in and heard that sweet voice. And my question has to do with the bypass. Several years ago, they completed part of it, and Montgomery's in sore need of a bypass from 231 over to 85. So what is the status, if you know anything about that? When is it going to happen for the city of Montgomery?
You know what? I don't think that was a federal project. I think it was state. It was a partnership.
Yeah, I didn't say it was a federal project. The bypass.
Yeah, so thank you, Chuck. I don't know what the current status is on that, but I can tell you that Joey asked earlier about relationships in Washington, and the Alabama delegation, you know, has always been very close. We're blessed that the former chief of staff for Senator Shelby is now over at the Department of Transportation. He's a good friend. And, you know, when I get to Washington, one of the first calls I'm going to make is going to be to him and some of the others that we can pull together and really dig in on some of these transportation issues, because I know this is something I've been hearing a lot from folks in the district, not just yourself. I know it's something that people are concerned about, so I will be digging in on it, I promise you, the minute I get there.
Yeah, because this thing is, God, it was started like 20 years ago, wasn't it, Chuck?
As long as I've been alive.
The planning part of that, probably 20 years ago, at least, and I understand from sources that money had been obligated for the entire thing, but then different mayors and county commission chairmen stuck that those funds up into their own pet peeve project.
Yeah, well, imagine that.
Okay, great. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Chuck.
I'm going to tease the audience with this. Kay Ivey has named her gaming commission, her study group, to study the possibility of gambling in Alabama. Guess who the chair is? Mayor Todd Strange.
Interesting.
And I'll tell you the rest of the names later, but...
You know, when I used to
ask... Of course,
ask,
I like Todd. That's like, fine with me. I don't care.
I used to ask my mom, like, when I was a little kid, when are we going to go to Disney World again? And, like, you know, next month and this summer? I'd get a maybe. We'll think about it. We'll look into it, Joey.
Yeah. I like the highway.
Yeah, and it always ended up being like, oh, next year. Oh,
tabled.
No, no, no. Manana, manana, tabled. Manana. Yeah, tabled indeed. Let's go back to the phones. A different James, I believe. Question for Terry. Hey, James.
This is Don, but Ms. Haskell, my vote has pretty much come down to you because there's no way I could vote for Coleman. And I think something needs to be talked more about Troy Keegan and his lack of work on gambling when he was as the Attorney General. But since Jackie just brought up the gambling, give me your views on gambling in Alabama. Have you taken any money from either the Indians or any other gambling packs?
No, sir, I have not.
But I'd like to hear what your feelings are about it.
I have not taken
any
money.
I'll just listen off the...
Okay. Sure. I have not taken any money whatsoever from any gambling interest. And, you know, I think this has really been more of a state and local issue. But, you know, I personally have not taken any funding from them.
But how do you feel about it?
I think there has definitely been a lot of politics played with this in the past, and I'm concerned about this amendment that, you know, is, or this proposal that's on the table for the $1 billion. I don't think it's a particularly good deal for Alabama.
Well, I think Kay named that gaming commission to put that on hold to see if there are some other solutions. Would you support an amendment to be voted on by the people to vote up or down on gaming in Alabama? Would you support?
I'm still looking into that.
So you're not sure?
My initial reaction.
Well, you know how they explain these amendments. They don't. They always candy coat them to make them look like you gotta vote yes.
Mm-hmm. That is a dangerous hypothetical. It's always the devil in the details with those sorts of things.
I mean, I'm for Las Vegas gambling. I say hell, dice, cards, roulette. You do it. I'm all for it, but. I know a lot of people aren't, and I respect their opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think the people ought to be allowed the right to vote on it. If they get a clean amendment that is a yes or no and not some convoluted, these people get rich and these folk, you know.
Right.
You're right, Joey, the devil's in the details.
Yes, and we have a lot of those devils sometimes.
Well, yeah. Well,
let's go back to the phones. Fred has a Second Amendment question, I believe.
Yes. I heard her advertisement when she talks about she supports the Second Amendment. Well, what I'd like to know is, what does that mean, and what is she going to do? Because the problem is people say they support the Second Amendment, but I never hear what they're going to do to advance constitutional carry, other issues that are going out there right now, and I'd like to hear what she's going to do.
Fred, let me straighten this up, and then you can elaborate. Those ads were not produced... nor approved or authorized by the Terry Hastorf campaign. That came from a third-party expenditure that says Terry is pro-family, pro-gun, pro... So you may want to elaborate on that. But that was not an ad that, that was paid for by her campaign. But
okay, well, I'd heard the ad earlier, but I would like to know what she stands about.
Sure, absolutely.
Absolutely. So I'm a member of the NRA. I'm very concerned about what's been happening in places like Virginia, New Jersey. You know, I stand solidly behind the Second Amendment, and I think that we are constantly having that slippery slope issue with a lot of these things that are being proposed. So, for me...
Well, here, I will give you an example of something.
Okay.
H.R. 38 was a national reciprocity bill. Mm-hmm. Our current representative, she's for it, but it took her 3 months after the bill was filed to sign on as a sponsor. You know, I don't want to play the game, but I'm a sponsor of the bill. Okay, fine, you're a sponsor of the bill. What are you doing to help get it passed? Now, there is one other little issue with that bill that I do, as an NRA member, and some of my fellow NRA members have a question about, is it being where the federal government, since they're saying the states have to allow people to use their pistol permits or concealed carry permits want your driver's license. Well, if you have it, you can use it in another state. I don't want the wording to be where the Fed can take that over to another state. So that'd be an issue. But I'd like to give you an example of what I'm thinking
mm-hmm,
about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. It's, you know, the concern that you've got with so many of these things, they sound so good on the surface, but when you really dig in, it's yet again another place where you're losing ground. So I hear you, and I agree.
Okay. Well, I just, you know, I love all these politicians. Oh, I'm for this, I'm for that. Well, you know, Greg, I'm glad you're for it. What are you going to do to show you're for it? What actions? Because we're not sitting up there to talk. We're sitting up there for action. Mm-hmm. We want the action.
Well, you know, I'll tell you one of the first things.
For so much in the second congressional district, you know, with the happy, smiley face and all the money that she has to add to the past, when there were some real good candidates that could have done more than what we had. So mm-hmm. I want a better representative going there, and I'm looking for that right now.
Fair enough. You want somebody who's actually going to go fight for you. You don't want somebody who's just going to play politics. I get it.
Well, the Alabama law, we dare defend our rights.
That's right? Absolutely right. Well, I appreciate your feedback on that. And honestly, one of the first things that I'll do when I'm elected is sit down with the groups that I trust and folks like yourself and figure out what we need to do to move forward. I'm there to represent this district, and that is what I intend to do.
Well, that's what we've been missing, what we need. Thank you. Have a blessed day.
Thank you. You too.
Word on the street is that Martha is opening some doors for Jeff Coleman. Have you heard that she's playing in his campaign in any way?
You know, I did speak with her early on. She told me that she was going to stay neutral in this. I don't know anything specific. She was
yeah,
friendly
to me. You
can
always trust a politician who says, I'm going to stay neutral.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
272-9228. We got to hit another break here. This entire hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. That includes Kim Williams, Madeline. I met Madeline the other day. She's great. Great. I mean, she talking my ear off air about politics, but knows the mortgage business very well. Whether you're looking for a first-time mortgage, and, you know, there are a lot of folks my age who are capable, more than capable of buying a house, but they're, to be blunt, ignorant of the process, and that sort of keeps them from taking that extra step. Just call Alabama Home Mortgage today, 567-4223, and learn, you know, what you qualify for. You can get pre-approved. That way you can go into the housing market and know that you have that certainty of, okay, this is what I can afford, this is what I can get. Now, if you also already have a current mortgage, Alabama Home Mortgage can help you out there with refinancing. So maybe you have a little financial stress, whether it's credit card debt or other things. You can relieve that money stress very often by calling, again, Alabama Home Mortgage and get a lower monthly rate, save you possibly thousands of dollars a year, and you can skip a couple of payments. So it helps lift that money stress off of your shoulders, that burden off of your back. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com, NMLS number 1586368. Of course, they're an equal housing lender. More News and Views when we come back with Terry Hasdorf and the whole gang here. 272-9228 if you have a comment or question for Terry.
Whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I was looking for a great birthday gift idea for my mom. I heard that Dan Black Studios has gift certificates for preserving video, photos, and slides, and I thought that would be perfect for her boxes of home movies. They can even take the photos and videos from my smartphone and convert them to a DVD, flash drive, or even put them on the cloud. You can order gift certificates online at danblackstudios.net or visit their location on Monticello Drive. Call Dan Black Studios for more details. 334-279-6036.
Barry Moore, a true conservative with a proven conservative record. Barry Moore was voted by Yellowhammer News as Alabama's most conservative legislator in 2013. Barry Moore, a veteran who has served his country and has been honored for his support of veterans while serving in the Alabama legislature. Barry Moore, the first elected official in America to endorse candidate Donald Trump for president in 2015. Barry Moore for Congress, a proven conservative, a proven Trump Republican.
I'm Barry Moore, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Barry Moore for Congress, Enterprise, Alabama.
This report.
Stocks are little changed. Investors remain concerned about the global impact of the coronavirus, though there is other encouraging news. Phase one of the U.S.-China trade deal is in effect starting today, and retail sales improved in January, up 0.3%. Americans were spending their money at home improvement stores, at restaurants, and shopping online. Gasoline prices were lower, so gas sales dropped by 0.5%. The U.S. is charging Huawei Technologies and two of its U.S. subsidiaries with racketeering conspiracy and conspiracy to steal trade secrets. The U.S. says Huawei could be forced by the Chinese government to use their equipment to spy on people or disrupt foreign networks. The company is denying the allegations. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. What a change of climate we've had over the last couple of days. Today is going to be breezy, kind of chilly, high temperature in the mid-50s. Tonight, mostly clear. We're headed for a freeze. The overnight low temperature drops to about 30 around dawn Saturday, but a nice recovery Saturday afternoon up to about 61, a dry day. Then on Sunday, high temperature in the mid-60s. Can't rule out a few spotty afternoon or evening showers somewhere in the area. Scattered showers Monday, high in the low 70s, and up to the mid-70s Tuesday with a risk for more rain. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back. I'm afraid to ask.
What?
How you doing?
That was better, Jack.
Welcome back to News and Views. Great song, you're right, Jack.
Oh, the chorus is just fantastic. Might have to lip sync.
We'll get to that here.
Lip sync. How you doing?
Jack and I are both tongue-tied today. But I mean, too many mistakes like that today, but you got to own them. You got to own them. 272-9228, here with Terry Hasdorf, candidate for Congress, taking your calls. And let's go to John. John, welcome to the show. John?
Hey, this is John.
Hey, John.
Hey, just a quick question, something Jack had asked her, your guest earlier. Is she still there?
Yeah.
Okay. About the gambling, did I hear her right that she said she's not sure if she should let the people vote on whether we want gambling or not? Did I understand her right?
I said I'm still looking into the issue, John. It's complex, and sometimes there's things embedded in certain proposals that are unintended consequences, so I would look into it.
But you're okay with the idea, general idea, of the public being able to vote on this, is that correct?
In general, yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it, John.
Thank you, John. 272-9228.
Yeah, you kind of danced around that a little bit.
I did. Well,
what the hell is that all about?
I know sometimes things get embedded.
Well, it is unfortunate that it's not so simple as sometimes the bumper sticker politics in media, especially things like gambling, because I can think about any of this stuff. where, you know, for instance, I know we might have a disagreement, but I would support, say, medical marijuana, or I'd be fine with recreational marijuana. But I've seen other states, for instance, that have legalized it, and what they do is it ends up being, whether it's gambling or anything else, a crony deal, where these three people get licenses, or in the case of cannabis, only these people can grow it, and then it's licensed and taxed to death, where the black market doesn't go away.
Like in Del Marsh had a gambling bill that the existing facilities would be protected, and no new ones would. I mean, yeah, you're right. I mean, I get it.
Well, and I know we do disagree on the marijuana cannabis issue, Terry, but I'm not going to give you hell, or because I don't think there are any candidates out there that agree with me. So this is, I guess, where the state is right now. Would you be open, though, if some studies come out, more information, say, on medical marijuana?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
And I've always said medical marijuana, you know, with the THC removed, I don't have a problem with that. If somebody's in pain and that can help them, then I understand.
Okay. Let's go back to
I live a gamble every day, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah, well, I know that. Jack.
Well, especially when I pass gas, that's always a gamble.
Gosh, Jack.
That's a real roll of the dice.
How dare you?
You know what they say. Yeah, you know what they say.
It's Friday, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm about trust. Yeah, yeah.
It's a small, closed space here, Jack.
Oh, you don't have to worry.
You already anticipated my rule for the studio, Terry. I've told Jack that many times.
Listen. I take a Gas X every morning.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
Let's go to the phones, talk to Gary, Jerry. We're not sure which. Welcome to the
Gary.
Gary.
Yeah, I live in Andalusia, and I'm a local truck driver. But I have to drive 50 miles one way to go to work, 50 miles back, 100 miles round trip. How can we go about getting good jobs in, like, Covenant County closer to where I live?
Yeah, so thank you for that question. That goes back to what I was talking about earlier. Covington County, I was just down there, you know, last week, and that is very rural area, and I know people are struggling a lot of times to find good jobs, and that's where I, you know, go back to what I was saying a few minutes ago, which is we've got an incredible natural resource here in the state, which, you know, Huntsville, Alabama has the second highest amount of government contracts in the nation. You've got Mobile with the port. I know Senator Shelby's been doing a lot to build up that infrastructure there. So there's no reason in the world why we can't tap into bringing some of these Tier 2 manufacturing facilities into places like Covington County and other parts of the district, where that could really create a rising tide that would raise all ships. I see a real opportunity there, and that's one of the first things that I'm going to dig in on when I'm elected.
Well, you know, we have a Secretary of Commerce in Alabama. I think it's Greg Canfield, who used to be a state rep. We must not be doing a very good job of marketing in the 2nd Congressional District. Dothan is starved for stuff. And they're a vibrant city. There's a lot of money in Dothan. There's a great road system, as you know, the circle. I mean, what? And I know it's not up to government to provide jobs. Government has to foster a climate that encourages people to locate industry and manufacturing and all kinds of things in an area. But we just have not done a very good job in the Wiregrass. Over time.
Well, I think there's definitely opportunity to do more.
Yeah. Well, that's like in Andalusia. The only decent job there is Shaw. And like with me, I got a bad knee and bad shoulder, so my job limitation is basically truck driving. And there's very few jobs in Covington County for truck drivers.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you, you know, bringing that perspective, because really and truly, I think you're not alone. I heard from several folks about this need. There's another thing that I've been involved with and I'm excited about working to bring into this district, and that's something called Jobonomics. It was started by a man named Chuck Vollmer. He's written 11 books on economics, and this ties in with the Opportunity Zone funding that was created a couple of years ago.
Was that Jack Kemp?
No, that was he had Enterprise Zones.
That's right.
Opportunity
that's right.
Zones are something that Senator Tim Scott Scott and Senator Cory Booker signed into law. And this basically allows for money that would normally go to capital gains to be deferred into an account that can be then used for helping with community projects that can do things to, like, you know, bring in broadband or create an environment for more jobs through small business creation. So, you know, It's a grasstops, grassroots strategy, creating opportunities for more manufacturing facilities on the large scale, and then also looking for ways to do more small business creation is something that I'm working on.
Gary, where do you live? What?
I live in Andalusia, Alabama.
Okay. And you drive to where every day?
I drive to Laverne every day.
Okay.
Where I pick up loads going to the Hyundai plant from the Smart plant in Laverne.
Okay. Cool.
But, I mean, Andalusia themselves, I think, shoots themselves in the foot because they stop plants from coming in there because Shaw don't want to compete for labor. And that has a lot to do with Andalusia.
Yeah, okay. Well, we appreciate your call, Gary.
Well, thank you, and I might be leaning my vote towards her.
Thank you so much, Gary.
Good to hear.
Thanks.
Thank you.
272-9228. We have to hit our last break of the hour here. More news and views coming up again, folks. This is part of the program brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers and Troop Booth over on Atlanta High. Or, excuse me, that's...
Why don't you say Vaughn Road? I get it.
Right. 6948 Vaughn Road.
How'd you know?
Yeah. 6948 Vaughn Road. When you're going east on Vaughn, just when you cross over Bell, there is Heirloom Jewelers on your right. They have these beautiful antique, one-of-a-kind pieces over there, whether a fine antique ring or a bracelet or necklace, earrings, watches. They have it all, and this is back when jewelry, as Jack was saying not too long ago, was truly an art. And handmade, so handmade they can make it more delicate and yet be more durable than a lot of the new jewelry that is made. Troop Booth has cut out the middleman, so he can offer you these fine antique pieces at a very, very good price. Incredible price, sometimes better than a lot of the new stuff out there. Really great stuff. And if you're looking to sell some jewelry, maybe it's just sitting around, you haven't used it or worn it in years, maybe have a little extra walking around cash. 260-0066, that's the number you need to call. Hook up with Troop. It'll usually be an appointment he'll make in the morning, so he has plenty of time to spend with you. Look over the jewelry that you bring in. He'll evaluate it, present you an offer, and if you agree on the value, right then and there, you can get paid. Heirloom Jewelers, again, 6948 Vaughn Road. All the staff, including Troop himself, are trained at the Gemological Institute of America, very prestigious Gemological Institute of America. So give them a call today or stop by. Heirloom Jewelers, Troop Booth, great sponsors here of News and Views. More News and Views when we come back.
I gotta get away, gotta get away. I don't
know where to go. It's hopeless, so I guess I'll leave it alone.
Well, I spent all that day fixing up to go somewhere.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Mr. Sandman.
Hey, this is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and I know February has President's Day and Valentine's Day and probably some other great reasons to have a sale, but it's also my anniversary month, so we're having our month-long anniversary sale. No, not my store's anniversary. More important, my wedding anniversary, 45 years. To celebrate this amazing occasion, Mr. Sandman is discounting hundreds of beds and mattresses, Serta's, Beauty Vest, Jameson, Diamond, and others must be liquidated to make room for new models. Fresh stock and floor samples are available at tremendous discounts off our regular regular sale prices. Wood and iron beds are on sale. Many are well below original wholesale prices. We have a large inventory of adjustable bases on sale and in stock. Please visit us on the Atlanta Highway, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Another big deal, the Lehigh's Class of 70 is having their 50th reunion in May. Check with us on Facebook or call me at Mr. Sandman if you have not been contacted or if you know someone we need to contact. I know you'll regret it if you miss it.
You've been hearing a lot lately about the Poarch Creek Indians' billion-dollar plan for Alabama. Upon closer examination, that figure looks more like, fuzzy math. About a half of that billion won't go to the state at all. It will be spent by the tribe to build two new casinos, one in Birmingham and one in North Alabama. Those casinos will feature Las Vegas-style games like blackjack, craps, and roulette. But it will give the Poarch Creek a monopoly on gaming in the state, prohibiting any private sector competition. The Poarch Creek Plan, good for the tribe, a gamble for Alabama. Call 334-261-0500 and tell your representatives to say no dice to the Indians' plan. 261-0500, 261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
With as much waste as your business generates, it's important to know where it's all going to go. With Alabama Dumpster Service, it goes right into that familiar red dumpster or roll-off container, delivered straight to you. As we celebrate our 20th year, our customers know they can count on friendly customer service and reliable, competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster Service, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell. Terry Hasdorf in the house. Again, this hour, News and Views brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. Urbanite is on the phone here for Terry. Urbanite, welcome to the show.
Yeah, this is for your guest. Has she thought about who could possibly be the next Speaker of the House and who she'd vote for?
Well, hi. That's a great question. I think Kevin McCarthy would probably be a good contender for that. He's well-liked, and I could see him going in.
You mean if Pelosi goes down?
Oh, yeah, Pelosi's going down. There's no doubt.
I like your confidence.
I got another one. Are you for a balanced budget amendment?
Are you for a balance?
Yes, I am.
You are? Okay. All right. Thanks.
Thank you, Urbanite.
Thanks, Urbanite. Oh, see you around campus.
Well, we're pretty much out of time here, so, I mean, let's
website.
Make sure. Yeah, how can folks get in contact you, support you? We're coming down crunch time here with the campaign.
We sure are. March 3rd, please vote for Terry Hasdorf for Congress. You can
spell
go to
that
my
last name.
It's Hasdorf, Hasdorff. And you can go to my website, terryforcongress.com. It's Terry, T-E-R-R-I, for Congress.com.
Well, Terry, this has been this hour's gone by quickly.
It sure has.
It has, indeed.
And I like all the calls coming in. People, I think the unfortunate thing is not everybody pays attention, for months out like we do. And maybe that's a good thing because it can kind of drive you crazy.
Yes.
It's driven him crazy.
It really is. But I think now that more folks are paying attention as we are getting to crunch time, I hope they consider you.
Yeah, a few months ago, we've had a candidate nobody would call, but people are starting to get focused on the race, and good luck.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
More News and Views when we come back. Thank you again to Terry Hasdorf. 272-9228.
I knew her by her nickname when she was little.
Don't you dare.
Don't
I'm not.
Don't you dare.
I'll say it off air.
Last hour, News and Views on a frivolous Friday. And can you feel the frivolity around the corner?
Yes.
Be right back.